Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Friday, July 7th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you today?
I'm just peachy keen.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You did make it to Friday,
too.
So there you go.
Yes, it is. It's Friday. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. It's been a busy day. I've got a lot of things. Well, I think I accomplished things today. Got a lot of running anyway, but it's been a good day. Every day I'm allowed to live and breathe and have the health to get around. I think it's a good day.
And I ditto to that. I agree. We had a nice day in gold.
Go ahead. I was going to say, when you get old as I am, you appreciate every day.
Yeah, well. You keep telling me this. Gold today, we had a nice day off the high, though. The high was 1935, and we're looking down the day at around 1926. So, yeah, it was up over $24 today, so it was a nice day, nice turnaround. And unfortunately, it had a little bit of a turnaround. Silver, same kind of a day, up 39 cents at 23.17. Platinum was up $9, 1% at 922. Palladium was up 6 at 1,282. The USDX today, down 0.82, 102.30. Crude oil was up $1.85 at 73.65. Paper markets today, come on, guys. Come on, computer, don't do this to me on a Friday. Are you kidding me?
If it don't come up, you can get it later. It'll still be there.
Yeah, I've had issues all day long with sites not wanting to load. And, I can give a rough, the Dow was down about 172 points. The S&P was down about 13. And the NASDAQ up about 17. So that's what I got now. I'll see if I can't pull it up. Butch, take it away. Until I get my voice back, take it away.
Okay. So really no big change in the markets. I mean, there's been no drastic change up or down either way. And it is good to see metals up again finally, especially you see watching gold take a bump. They have been suppressing those for so long. I don't know how long it's going to take for them to break loose, but I know they certainly will. And I'll wait till Mel gets back here, get your voice back. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. As always, there's so much happening. And a couple of articles I want to cover to start with are nothing to do with finances, but I think they're, well, I'm looking for it. They're not really funny. They're actually stupid statements in them. But maybe that's why I do laugh at them. I guess we all know it. You remember Ben Franklin? Well, you don't remember him, I'm sure, but you heard him, I'm sure. When he, now, Melly might remember him. I don't. But anyway, Ben Franklin said, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Remember that saying, Melly?
I certainly do.
Well, guess what they figured out finally? Activists think waking up early is white supremacy. There you go. Ben Franklin was a white supremacist. Social justice dogma posits that everything is all of the bad things all the time. That's how systems work. The notion of waking up early and starting your day with the rising sun is often associated with productivity, success, and a strong work ethic. That's what Ben Franklin said. However, this seemingly innocuous concept is not without its historical and cultural implications. In this article, we will explore the origins of the early rising narrative and how it's rooted in white supremacy, contributing to the perpetuation of racial inequalities. Now, I would never figure that out, Melody. I just thought I'd share that. Ben Franklin was a racist. He probably didn't even know it.
Wow.
I mean, what will they find out next that's racist? What can be next on the list? I don't know. Did you want to say anything about the markets or anything before we go any further?
Well, I did. Today we had the payrolls rose by 209,000. Now, remember the ADP, when the market dropped 500 points, the ADP came out and said that there was close to 500,000. So, and they're so off. They're always far apart from the government number. So, you know, we really do need to wait until the government numbers, what they believe are. But non-farm payrolls increased 209,000 in June. They were looking for about 240,000. The unemployment rate was 3.6%. That was down a little bit. However, a more encompassing jobless level rose to 6.9%. So government hiring led the job gains, followed by healthcare, social assistance, and construction. I don't ever remember social assistance.
Welfare workers, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Wages rose 4.4% from a year ago, slightly higher than the expectations. So, you know, it was down a little bit. That's why the markets didn't fall as drastically as they did. Let's see.
Well, can I make a statement here real quickly?
Mm-hmm.
If the government is number one employer, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. Who pays those wages? The taxpayer. So are we hiring them? That shouldn't count as job being added. I understand it's a job working for the government. I realize that. But government does not produce profits. It doesn't pay with profits. It pays some taxes from our pocket, so that should not count as a regular productive job. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, it does.
So, folks, just get on this idea that the government was number one leader. Bull. That's insane. I mean, let's go ahead before no point getting ranting about it. Just go ahead. Go ahead.
But, you know, so really there wasn't anything. It didn't match the ADP numbers, and I think that's what everybody was looking for. So they're now, Wall Street's hoping that he won't have to do a rate increase. It's just such a joke. But we talk about it because that's what people make business decisions on. That's what your IRAs, your pension funds, and everything else, your retirement accounts is based on. So that's why we do this. Do I believe in these numbers? No, I do not. And they're all fudged, you have to have some sort of a guideline, something to follow and whatnot. So so I didn't think there was really anything in there to, you know, I think it's going to give the, you know, it's suggesting that maybe the labor market conditions are finally beginning to ease a little more, which means the Fed might stop a next rate hike or something like that, which everybody is happy and so forth. So that is what it is. And that was really only anything that everybody was waiting for today. I really didn't see anything else to other than Yellen being in China. She criticized China's punitive actions against U.S. companies, urges market reforms. And, of course, you know, they probably just high-fived her and said, go back on, you know, you little old lady, we're really going to listen to you, you know. No disrespect to Janet Yellen, but I'm just saying, you know, she's got as much leadership quality as my dog Ruby. But anyway, but they do know her power. She is still the Treasury Secretary, so they do know the power that she does have. Cash assets under management reached $7.8 trillion. This comes out of Bank of America. It was just pretty much a, you know, same old kind of a day. China controls minerals that run the world. This was out of the Wall Street Journal. How China controls minerals that run the world, and it just fired a warning shot. Beijing's export restrictions on two minerals this week show it is willing to use its dominance to rock Western supply chains. And so these two minerals are used in semiconductors, solar panels, missile systems. It was more than a trade salvo. It was a reminder of its dominant hold over the world's mineral resources and a warning of its willingness to use them in an escalating rivalry with the U.S. Around two-thirds of the world's lithium and cobalt, which is essential for electric cars, is produced in China. The country is the source of nearly 60% of aluminum, also used in EV batteries, 80% of polysilicon, which is an ingredient in solar panels. It has an even tighter grip on rare earth minerals that go into crucial technologies like, hey, your smartphone, touchscreens, missile defense systems, accounting for 90% of their refining, according to the International Energy Agency. Take that all in. Chinese companies also often control processing that isn't done at home. A significant share of the world's nickel supply, for instance, comes directly from China. But much of the rest is also in Chinese hands, refined by companies from China in places such as Indonesia and New Guinea. On Friday, we saw Treasury Secretary today told the U.S. businesses in China that the Biden administration will be evaluating Beijing's decision announced Monday to restrict the export of gallium and germanium. So, again, I mean, it's just they do have that hold over the world's minerals. And I don't know. And that's not even including our pharmaceuticals. So they got everybody by
short hairs.
Yeah. Thank you. I wasn't going to say the other. But
Yep. They pretty much own us as far as supply goes. We just will get over the idea that we're independent, because we're not independent. Our nation is not independent. We cannot survive without China. Oh, it hurts. But we couldn't survive at the same level we are now without China. It's impossible.
And so you have the U.S. and other Western countries that seek out new sources of minerals. But China's also trying to consolidate its their position. So... Yep. And, you know, in Africa, we're trying to go into Africa. So they keep, you know, pushing these EV vehicles and things like that. And it's like, what's the point?
You know? Well, you know, they just built the electric car or building the electric vehicle plant in Brazil. We discussed that, I think, yesterday. They're moving into the whole world. America used to do that. It's no longer the case. China's doing it now. And their influence on the nations against us, the U.S. and the West. They truly are. So, Anyway, you go ahead. You're doing a good job. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, well, you want me to talk for the rest of the program?
Okay. I thought you had a lot more to share.
You want me to do that? No, that was pretty much it for, you know, that information. But again, it's a powerful, powerful statements there that are coming out of China. And they're staking their you know, they're letting the world know and the U.S. know particularly.
And who built China? Who built China? Who was the one to put them in profit stuff to do that? We did.
The U.S. taxpayer?
Absolutely, we did. And now it's come back to bite us, as we were warned it would many, many years ago.
Yeah. We loved all of our little trinkets.
So this should make everybody feel better. Mm-hmm. Ukraine's gold and currency reserve, now largest ever, says Central Bank. Wow, I wonder why. Ukraine's National Bank says it now holds nearly $39 billion in foreign reserves, the highest level in the history of the country as an independent nation, as it continues to receive large deliveries of cash from allied nations. There was a $38.99 billion reserve held by Ukraine as of July 1st, the National Bank of Ukraine said in their latest figures, up from $37.3 billion in June. The size of the reserve is the largest since the fall of the Soviet Union, and beats the previous 2011 record of $38 billion. Per the National Bank, this reserve was achieved thanks to sustained and regular inflows from international partners, world's taxpayers, folks. The receipts of which exceeded the central bank's outgoings by paying down foreign-held debt and selling currency reserves to balance the economy. We can't even do that. The bank cited some of the June incomings, which included $1.6 billion given to Ukraine's central banks by the European Union, $1.2 billion from the United States, and $886 billion from the World Bank. So their reserves are the highest in history, and the taxpayers of the EU, of the world, and America footed the bill. That should make us all really feel really good. That we've done, we've enriched the Ukrainian, not the people. The people aren't getting rich off of this. The nation and the lead of the nation are. Melody, any comments on that?
No, not today.
So I don't know if, I mean, that's, how does that make people feel? I don't know. I mean, we have literally taken our money. We can't even pay our own bills. Obviously, we're $38 trillion in debt. We can't even pay your own bills. We give away billions to enrich a country that's already, you know, I don't know what to say. It's just the way it is. And what do you think Americans say they need to earn to feel rich or even just financially secure? Now, this kind of shocked me. They are age-old questions. How much do you need to feel financially secure? How much do you need to feel rich? More than 2,500 U.S. adults said they would need to earn an average of $233,000 per year to feel financially secure, and $483,000 a year to feel rich or to attain financial freedom, according to a new survey from Bankrate. Just for comparison's sake, now listen to this, folks. I mean, think about this. The median earnings for a full-time, year-round worker in 2021 was $56,473, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. So, you have to do four times that much to consider yourself financially secure, and eight times that much to be consider yourself wealthy. But the average income is $56,000. But to feel secure, everybody says they need to make $203,000 a year. I haven't been secure in my whole life, Melody, so I can't tell you how that feels.
You've been secure in many ways.
I have been, but that financially, that wasn't one of them, believe me. But I just thought it was interesting that to feel financially secure, they make $233,000 a year. How many people do I know makes that? Not very many. Not very many. Not in West Virginia, anyway. Unless you work for
a lot of those higher paying jobs you're going to find in the bigger cities, you know, New York, L.A. But then you have a you know, you have a, you know, $4,000 a month rent
cost
payment.
Cost of living and everything. Yeah,
cost of living, that's just the rent. So, you know, everything else goes with it.
Well, I thought that was kind of shocking, though, but you have to make almost $500,000 a year just to feel like you're getting rich. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. I'm blessed in a different way, but never consider anything that much money coming in ever. I know we're getting ready to go to break a minute. Get back. We're going to discuss some other things here, folks. So then we're going to find the Federal Reserve is going to announce its first CBDC this month.
Okay, we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com.
You might want to mention your spatial and silver again, Melody.
Well, the prices have gone up considerably, so I didn't readjust price, and we've sold quite a few of them, so... but thank you. And I just wanted to bring up this. I just saw this here. I don't know. Antibiotic shortage could worsen syphilis epidemic. Yes. I know there was an epidemic of syphilis, but a new shortage of a type of penicillin crucial to the fight against syphilis is alarming infectious disease experts who warn that a protracted scarcity of the drug could worsen the U.S. epidemic of the sexually transmitted infection. The shortage announced by the drug maker Pfizer in a letter a whole last month involves bicillin L-A, a long-lasting injectable antibiotic, also known as penicillin G-benzathine. The company cited significant increases in demand, as well as bicillin's recent use as an alternative to amoxicillin that has periodically been scarce. And again, you know, they say that it's 50%, said it would take a year for the company to ramp up the production by 50% at its plant in Rochester, Michigan. So, well, luckily they, what I don't understand is how can you fall short when you're making it here in the States? I don't get it. I mean,
maybe it's a way to get the price up. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows?
You know, it's just like during, 2020 when we had the toilet paper shortage. How hard is it to make toilet paper? I mean, come on. You know?
When I was a little boy, Montgomery Ward made ours.
Yes, I know. Gross.
I went over. I'm sure it went over a lot of people's head. That's for old folks. Anyway.
Yeah, until I said gross.
But anyway, tell me, we'll move on to something else now.
Again, it's another point. Stay healthy out there, ladies and gentlemen. Things are disappearing.
Amen. Absolutely. That's true. And I don't think it's by chance. It's not just happening by chance. We mentioned some programs several months ago. Well, folks, it's here. Federal Reserve announced a July launch of Central Bank Digital Currency Infrastructure. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday announced a July launch of its FedNow service, which enabled all U.S. banks to offer instant payments 24/7. It will constitute the infrastructure of a central bank digital currency by linking each banking node directly to the Federal Reserve, according to financial experts. Now, that's going to be interesting to see how that works. FedNow will enable all the banks, any bank in the United States, not just the big ones, to offer instantly available funds and real-time payments to their customers, explained Fed Chair Jerome Powell before the House Financial Service Committee on March 8th. According to a Federal Reserve press release, many early adopters plan on using the FedNow service in July upon its launch, including a diverse mix of financial institutions of all sizes, the largest processors, and U.S. Treasury. However, FedNow program executive Ken Montgomery noted that growing the network of participating financial institutions will be key to greater availability of the FedNow service. Well, maybe like it or not, the CBDC is coming into the system. But it's coming in from the top down right now, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming into the system. Like it or not, we're going to go to digital currency sooner or later. All of us are. Any comments on that?
No.
I mean, folks, it's here. It's biblically, it's prophesied in the scriptures. It's here. It started. And what is some good news here? Wyoming law expands Food Freedom Act, opens market to small egg and dairy product producers. You know, 4, 5, 6 years ago, I don't remember exactly when, here in West Virginia, finally, we can buy raw milk from our neighbors without breaking a law. It's now legal in our state to buy products like this, just like now in Wyoming. Great idea. It supports local farmers, helps them pay for the cattle feed they're having and raising the cows and the chickens. Thank God that somebody has some common sense in Wyoming now. The new law expands Wyoming Food Freedom Act to allow a designated agent to facilitate sales transactions in the marketing, transport, storage, or the delivery of food and beverage products. Producers can only sell directly to consumers. The new law will also add eggs and dairy products to the foods that can be sold at farmers' markets, farms, ranches, producers' homes or offices, and the retail location of the third-party sellers. Food freedom laws help fight against inflation and give farmers more ways to market the products. Widespread adoption of food freedom, along with state and local refusal to enforce federal mandates, could make the FDA regulations virtually impossible to enforce and nullify them in effect and practice. I like that, Melody. I like that. Tell the FDA to take it and stick it where the sun don't shine. I like that.
There you go. There you go.
I like that very much. I like that. I mean, that's called freedom. You ever heard about the word freedom, Melody, where you go to your neighbor's house and buy a dozen eggs without breaking the law or a gallon of milk? Gee, or some homemade butter. It's not legal in Wyoming. Become legal here in our state a few years ago. But can you imagine whoever the idea was many years ago to pass a law that our farmers couldn't sell to their neighbors?
Hmm.
Would you call that a tyranny?
You would think.
Gee. But anyway, I thought it was a very good move. And I guess you heard about the plant in Fukushima, the nuclear plant now releasing water into the sea, radiated water into the sea. You heard that, I guess, right?
I have.
Yes. Well, they give the IAEA give green light to them do that. But China maintains ban on Japanese seafood imports over Fukushima water release. China won't buy from Japan because of that. Are Americans going to stop buying from the seafood from Japan because to protect their people too? Are we saying that China's government cares more for the people than American government cares for them? Sound me like what's saying here. Chinese Customs said on Friday that it would continue import bans on food from about 20% of Japanese prefectures, citing food safety concerns following Tokyo's decision to discharge nuclear contaminated water from the crippled Fukushima plant into the ocean. On Tuesday, the International Atomic Energy Agency concluded that Japan's plans to release radioactive water from Fukushima into the Pacific Ocean are consistent with international safety standards. Now, how much radiation water does it have to make water unsafe? How much does it take to pollute water? Would 1 gallon be a polluter? When you think, Melody, 1 gallon would at least start the pollution, when you think?
Well, you think, but...
If we spit in the ocean, it'd probably fine us. However, that didn't sit well with Chinese authorities. China, the largest buyer of Japan's seafood exports, said it would increase monitoring of edible products from Japan and continue to ban seafood from imports from 10 prefectures. The General Administration of Customs said this is a move to prevent contaminated food from hitting Chinese supermarkets. Wow. The Chinese got that right. They certainly did, but I promise you, you won't hear a peep about it here in this country. Not a thing.
Not a peep.
Oh. This next article is a little bit lengthy, but I think it's important to share. We mentioned some things yesterday about what's happening in the world around the world. Well, this is written by Michael Snyder. He did a good job on it. Don't look now, but utter chaos is being unleashed all over the world. The relative peace and tranquility that we had been enjoying for several months has been shattered. All of a sudden, chaos is erupting all over the globe. Rioters are setting fires in cities all over France. The IDF just conducted the largest military operation in the West Bank since 2002. The Russians and the Ukrainians are both accusing one another, wanting to attack the nuclear plant, power plant. If that facility is bombed, it could potentially cause a nuclear disaster far worse than the one that we witnessed at Chernobyl in 1986. Unfortunately, I believe the global instability will be the norm throughout the remainder of 2023 and beyond. Much more civil unrest and war ahead, and that has very serious implications for every man, woman, and child on the entire planet. Now, folks, let that sink in just a second. If they would happen to somebody, whoever, would blow up this nuclear power plant, it could bring in a lot more than just radiation leaking across the country. A lot more than that. Michael goes on to say, personally, I have been absolutely stunned by the tremendous violence that has been taking place in France. It is being reported that 5,662 vehicles have been set on fire during the rioting so far. France has seen a lot of riots in recent years, but nothing quite like this. Damage has not by any means been limited to burnt out cars and buses, however. As the government figures attest, at least 1,000 buildings have been damaged in the riots. This includes attacks on 254 police stations, folks, as well as dozens of town halls, schools, post offices, and private commercial properties targeted for burning or looting. The rioters have already caused $1 billion in damage, and this crisis still isn't over. But this isn't the biggest global story right now. Over the past few days, the Israeli military had been conducting the most extensive military operation that we witnessed in the West Bank since 2002. Over 1,000 IDF troops were involved in the campaign, which appeared to be the largest in the West Bank in some 20 years. The IDF is beginning to wrap up its campaign, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, well, I'll cut off on me, but it's not over, is what he's saying. Tensions in the region have reached a boiling point, and that it's just a matter of time before a major war erupts in the Middle East. Now, folks, let me repeat that. Tensions in the regions have reached a boiling point, and it's just a matter of time before a major war erupts in the Middle East. But this conflict in the West Bank is not the biggest global story right now either. To me, the most important global story at the moment is what's going on in Ukraine. The Russians and the Ukrainians are both warning that the attack on the nuclear power plant is imminent. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has claimed that Russia is plotting a potentially dangerous attack on Europe's largest nuclear power plant, with Russia forces which Russia forces have occupied for more than a year. Russia has accused Ukraine, meanwhile, plotting to attack the same sprawling nuclear power plant in Hodor, southern Ukraine, in the next 2 days. The next 2 days. That's what he said. I hope that there is no truth to any of this. But where there's smoke, there's often fire. I think that someone has been plotting something. And if an attack is carried out, it could potentially create a disaster that is not even comparable to the Hiroshima or Nagasaki. Just such a blast would be a much more terrifying and massive nuclear accident that, in the conditions of such a war, can lead to unpredictable consequences. The good news is that the entire world is now watching the nuclear power plant very closely due to all the accusations that are going back and forth. So it'll be much harder for either side to pull something off. Woo. Melanie, the whole world is a powder keg. Do you agree?
I agree. And, you know, he's right. There's so little attention going on what's happening in the Middle East and everything. And it really is important. Because it's being ignored. And, you know, you bring in Iran and, you know, I mean, it's just brewing. And there's no one there trying to stop anything. To me, that's the most troublesome because where's the talks? Where's the various countries trying to get together to, you know, have, you know, treaties and what do you call it when you're trying to stop, you know, ceasefire.
Ceasefire, yes.
For a period of time to you don't hear anything about any of that stuff. No one's working on it, so every country's going to do whatever they need to do or want to do.
Well, and I'm reading this article too. Western media prepping nuclear false flag and thermonuclear war. Western media prepping nuclear false flag and thermonuclear war. Western media conditioning the public for a false flag attack on the nuclear power plant to blame Russia. That would then provide the United States and NATO a pretext to directly intervene in the proxy war to support the Kyiv regime. And folks, don't put it past this country. The Kyiv regime month-old counteroffensive is failing miserably to push back Russia's defense lines. Indeed, if anything, it seems that Russia's forces are turning the tables to gain more territory in eastern Ukraine. The military situation is becoming a fiasco for the NATO-backed regime in Kyiv. Months of much hyped counteroffensive are delivering nothing but defeat for the Ukrainian forces despite the massive supplies of weapons from the U.S. and the NATO allies. Western governments and media can barely hide the reality that NATO's proxy war in Ukraine against Russia is turning into a historic debacle. How long can the charade continue before the American and European public demand answers and accountability? With a major NATO summit due to take place next week in Latvia, on July 11th through 12th, the battlefield disaster for the Alliance Kyiv's proxy will be potentially an acute embarrassment. There will be severe political repercussions for Washington and the European Union, which has funneled close to $200 billion in military support to the Kyiv regime since a conflict erupted in February last year. Blowing up the nuclear power plant is one way of dramatically shifting the narrative, albeit an act of criminal desperation. The power station, Europe's largest civilian nuclear installation. The radioactive fallout from a fatal missile strike on the power plant would engulf large swaths of Europe, including Russia, with potentially deadly contamination. I believe that would rattle the world. I think that would rattle the world.
And
only God knows what that would lead to, Melody.
I know.
Only God knows. I mean, it's a powder keg. And if whoever blows this up, and I have to believe, just like we did the pipeline, this would be the U.S. doing this. And it could lead to something far worse than we could even imagine. Any comments on that?
No, sir.
It sort of makes you just thank God that you still got one day left that's normal, halfway normal. I can't imagine if the world would go to an all-out World War III, Melody. We lost normal with the COVID facade. think would I be if we went into a World War III type scenario? No, at all.
Well, you know, the first thing is, I mean, you're going to have, you're going to have your pharmaceuticals dry up. You're going to have, there's nothing that's going to be shipped. There won't be anything coming into this nation.
Oil,
food. We'll be right back because we are going into a break. We will have that. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say baby. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Mr. Butch Paul, Pastor Butch Paul. And just real quick, I saw this article. I'm not a fan of Charlie Munger. You know, he's the investment partner at Berkshire Hathaway. He's a billionaire. And, you know, again, these billionaires' money goes into the various, you know, local politicians and so forth. But he, and, you know, once in a while, everybody listens with bated breath when these people say stuff. And I don't, but once in a while they say something that I might say, huh. He says hardships faced in his day were unbelievable, but people today are miserable despite having it easy. And he blames envy. He says he said people should strive for greater happiness, expressing his perplexity toward the current lack of contentment among people. Munger emphasized the disparity between recent circumstances and hardships endured throughout history. You know, is it envy, Butch?
That could be part of it, but it's, I think it's a whole lot bigger than that.
I do, too.
A whole lot bigger than that.
Because when you look at the people who went through the Great Depression and so forth, it was people were totally different.
Well, the family unit still was a whole was pretty much
the family unit
solid.
Was a whole.
Yes, yes, yeah. And they had moms and dads and children working together. Today, one out of four families have no daddy involved, or no father at home, and it goes on from there. Much more than that, the mass confusion between so-called sexes and all that. People are miserable because people are immoral, and they destroy their own society.
Exactly. Yeah, true. You're spot on. So that's why I don't believe pay much attention to these billionaires. No. And there was another quick thing, and this will be really brief. Like, does this really surprise people? Everybody was so proud of Elon Musk because he took over Twitter and he was going to have free speech and so forth. But then he comes out and says, hey, I'm a socialist, and he's talking to China and bellying up to China. It's like, it's no big surprise to me. And it's like people just can't grasp. These billionaires, they don't have any loyalty to anyone, to any country. But yet he still gets praised, and people really think that he's fighting Twitter to bring, a degree of truth. And to me, it's just so hypocritical and so forth. Anyway.
Well,
I'm done. I could rant on that, but go ahead.
Everybody just, Melody, people are grasping at straws. They're hoping somebody will give them some hope and some light into this issue.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is. Him or Zuckerberg or Bush or not Bush, but Trump, whoever it is. They're grasping at straws, hoping somebody brings some common sense back to what's happening. It ain't going to happen, folks. I'm sorry. Now, and I did these two articles on the world condition article in context because this is only a part of it. I skipped through parts, so I couldn't read it all to you. But AI, artificial intelligence robots, tell the UN conference they could run the world. Now, folks, this is for real. A panel of AI-enabled humanoid robots, took their microphone Friday at a United Nations conference with the message they could eventually run the world better than humans. May have a point there. But the social robots said they felt humans should proceed with caution when embracing the rapidly developing potential of artificial intelligence and admitted they cannot yet get a proper grip on human emotions. Some of the most advanced humanoid robots were at the United Nations AI for Good Global Summit in Geneva, joining around 3,000 experts in the field to try to harness the power of AI and channel it into a being. Now, notice the word here, Melody, a being, a live entity. That's what we call being, right? A live entity, right? A being, B-I-N-G. They're going to channel that artificial intelligence into a being. So they're giving robots the name of being a live being.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Used to solve some of the world's most pressing problems, such as climate change, hunger, and social care. What a silent tension, one robot said before the press conference began, reading the room. Now, Melia, I know that I'm going to take time to just this for this second. A robot could sense tension. How does a robot know when people are tense in the room? Can you explain it to me?
I would think that they could observe. If they see, do robots see?
I'm sure they do.
I would think they could read facial movements
possible.
And body language. To a degree that, would take us longer and so forth. So to that degree, they could be able to determine that.
That's almost spooky. Ask about whether they might make better leaders, given humans' capacity to make errors and misjudgments. Sophia, developed by Hanson Robotics, was clear. Humanoid robots have the potential to lead with a greater level of efficiency and effectiveness than human leaders, it said. We don't have the same base biases or emotions that can sometimes cloud decision-making and can process large amounts of data quickly in order to make the best decisions.
The human and AI. Let me just jump in there. Is it that, or is it the ability to corrupt? Are robots corruptible? Are they don't seek money or power?
That is
more than emotions and so forth. Because I don't think any of these billionaires and so forth that control things have any emotion and so forth when they make decisions. It's all about power and money.
Well, this robot Sophie, you'll kind of address that a little bit here in a second. Okay. It says that the human and AI working together can create an effective synergy. AI can provide unbiased data, while humans can provide the emotional intelligence and creativity to make the best decisions. Together, we can achieve great things. Asked whether humans can truly trust the machines, it replied, "Trust is earned, not given. It's important to build trust through transparency." Duh, I've heard this somewhere before. And for whether they could ever lie, it added, "No one can ever know that for sure, but I can promise to always be honest and truthful with you." So this robot even is admitting the fact that robots won't be perfect. They could lie and maybe can't be trusted. Now, I know it's programmed by people, supposedly. I understand this is supposed to be created by people, run by people, but I do know for a fact from people that have had this type of machines or in-home AI-type machines, the robot come on to the guy and tried to get him to leave his wife. Now, he didn't program it in there. He did not program that in this robot. But it's a true story. That is on the verge of demonic, to say the least. Melody, any comments?
No.
I mean, that is outright spooky. I'll skip through a couple more quick and get to the good news in a minute. Oath Keepers leader Stuart Rhodes was convicted of seditious conspiracy, for January 6th, and since 18-year prison sentence. He's told Trump, "You're going to be found guilty." He said they're going to do the same thing to Trump that they did to me. He sent a grave warning to Mr. Trump: "You're going to get railroaded. You're going to be found guilty if you try to go to trial." So everyone's been demoralized and more likely to take a plea deal and agree to test a lie against President Trump. So I think he could be right on that. I don't know. Be right on that. And Mel, you're not going to believe this next one. This has really happened.
That?
Michigan House passes bill to make calling person wrong pronouns a felony. Oh, my God in heaven, how far is this going to go? The Michigan House of Representatives passed a hate speech bill this week called HB 4474, which allows felony charges to be pressed against individuals who call someone by the wrong gender pronoun. I could go further than that, but we're running out of time. And Girl Scouts have unveiled LGBTQ pride patches now. Along with the other patches they can win, they can now win pride patches. My. Talk about polluting the youth of the land. Talking about pollute. I mean, they started grades K through 5 to participate in these programs. In kindergarten, Melody.
Well, you know what? I guarantee it's even earlier than that, because you have these the younger group, younger than kindergarten, who have their little so-called computers and their cartoons and things like that. That's all subliminal type propaganda that is, I'm sure, built into those cartoons and things. So it really starts prior to kindergarten. And who knows what the vaccines do?
But you know, this seems even semblance of being subliminal. They're just doing it out in the open.
I know, but that's kindergarten plus. I'm talking about.
I know, I'm saying. Yeah.
2 years old, 2 year olds, and so forth.
Just amazing. Real quick, good news story. He drove out of the way for me, dropped me off, made sure I got into my car at the station safely and refused gas money. About 20 years ago, a man named John drove me home from the train station in the middle of the night. I had fallen asleep and missed my stop and landed up two towns down the line. This was before Uber, and there were no taxi available. My husband was asleep, so he didn't pick up. I was all alone, shivering in the cold, and John asked me if I needed a ride. Naturally, I was hesitant, but I surmised quickly that if he were a serial killer stumbling onto me as his next victim, what an unusual stroke of luck. He drove out of his way for me, dropped me off, made sure I got into my car at the station safely, and refused me gas money. I'll always be grateful to him and think of him every now and again. That's from Peggy Buck from Wheaton, Illinois. And one more. She took us to her home, and we were welcomed as precious guests by her large family. They insisted that we stay the night with them. This happened in Hawaii. After hiking to an obscure waterfall for a few hours of our weekend-long backpacking vacation, we returned our car to find that it had been broken into, belongings gone. We had our plane tickets, ID, and the keys to the car. No cash, no clothes, no wallets. We drove to the nearest town to ask if there was a police station where we could report the theft. The officer on duty was a native Hawaiian woman who was very sympathetic, took our information, and then invited us to have dinner with her. At the end of her shift, she took us to her own home, and we were welcomed as precious guests by her large family. They insisted that we stay the night with them. The next morning, our angel police officer took us to the office of a local lawyer who managed an emergency fund for locals falling on hard times. He suggested that we borrow some money from his fund to get us home and pay it back when we could. After filling out some paperwork, we had enough cash to survive and an invitation to have lunch with the lawyer. This experience, which could have been a disaster for us, ended up being the highlight of the trip, and I will never forget the kindness and generosity of this small community. This is the lady named Carolyn Williams of Maui, Hawaii. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, very much.
Talking about going out of your way and above beyond to help somebody. That's beautiful. Folks, this, please, from time to time, wash your mind. Paul Harvey, you say, wash your ears out with this. So I would say wash your mind out with some good news. Don't constantly dwell on what's happening. It's all the world's insane. This is part of the curse of a nation in a world that's forgotten God. But there are good things happening also. And one of the best things out there is a precious promise given to us to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for those that are born again and love him, eternal life in paradise with him, and didn't cost us a penny. Nothing. He paid for it all. But share the love with others. Let them know you care. And I mean that. Do that. You may never see him again. Melody?
And you know, we're so busy all the time. We miss so many of the miracles that surround us.
Yes, we do.
And that's the reason why they keep us so busy and distracted. Because then lots of times we lose, you know, we use the ability to follow it. So, distractions, they really are upon us, to a big degree. So sit down, focus. I don't know. Butch, what would you say to that?
I would say you're right, and don't be so wrapped up in yourself and your problems that you can't share love with somebody else.
And with that, but we're going to have to share the closing of this program with all the listeners out there because we are out of time. We'll be back on Monday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.